This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. By the way, during the top of the hour, you just heard the quote, guns and weapons should not be a part of the Starbucks experience. Well, okay. I'm with you. No Starbucks for Vinny. Nope, I'm not doing it. I will be boycotting Starbucks from now on. Not that I've ever been there, for two reasons. One, they're thwarting my ability to defend myself on their property, so I won't go there. And the other is, it's economic folly to spend that much for a cup of coffee. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller is a friend, former friend of Dr. Timothy Leary, who died in 1996. Now, more of his work is coming to light. Timothy Leary was considered the most dangerous man in America by President Richard Milhouse Nixon. Dr. Miller, let's talk about Timothy Leary. Who was Dr. Timothy Leary?
He was, I didn't know him real well. He was, I took my first legal hit of LSD in 1964 with him. He was my guide. And then I started to get to know him better and his philosophies and the smile, the space migration, intelligence increase, longevity extension, was when he published his, in my opinion, seminal paper on neurologic circuits. It has affected my writings in terms of the holographic universe. I think that his concepts, he suggested that the brain has eight primary neurotransmitters. There's others. It has eight primary neurotransmitters that determine how information is stored in the brain. And these were what later are called memes or group thought, if you will, like some, when you talk about something, is that a physical, emotional, intellectual, archetypal experience? That was all part of his modeling systems. He felt that LSD was an extremely valuable tool for use in therapy. He had come out in the 40s with the idea of, the psychology was not helping people. Basically, in the 40s, when they were using psychology on veterans and things like that, one-third of them got better, one-third of them remained the same, and one-third got worse. And that's why psychology, through the 50s and the 60s, was always considered a soft science. It wasn't real by real scientists. They poo-pooed psychology as being an illusionary misdirection of things. However, Stanislav Grof and others today are validly using LSD as a therapy for terminally ill, helping them face the reality of impending death. A lot of people have fear of death and don't know what's going to happen and have a tremendous fear of it, like spiders or something like that. Mm-hmm. And if used in clinical situations, can be very beneficial. beneficial and is now proving so in multitudes of technical papers. Larry wrote another book, the one I think is possibly the most important book on magic written this century, called The Varieties of Psychedelic Experience, How to Use This Ritual, the ritual uses of psychedelics for, you know, how to integrate the experience rather than it being. And in that book, he said the Buddhists have four reasons for getting high, and only one of them was for recreation and escape, which is what drugs are mostly associated with right now. People use them, like alcohol, or even tobacco, as a form of escape. However, yesterday I read a very interesting article that would suggest that the single most dangerous drug in our society today is sugar.
That's what Dr. Norman Shealy says. Dr. Shealy said, I believe he said that yesterday.
Causing obesity and diabetes, and it's killing people.
Mm-hmm. So Rick, when people think of LSD, they think of these recurring adventures through the mind. Is that true?
You mean flashbacks? What are you talking
yes.
about? Recurring?
Yes.
Yeah, no, flashbacks do not occur. That is a hype. Let me tell you what I do know. Lysergic acid amide is actually a neurotransmitter in your brain. And when you take lysergic acid diethylamide, which is slightly different, the body freaks out. And what happens is it produces its own neurotransmitter to counter the diethylamide. The LSD is broken down and into normal inorganic salts, within 20 minutes of ingestion, it's in your water, in your urine. And the 20 hours of hallucinations are from your own body's production. That's why it's harmless in that sense of it. It is not a destructive thing. And what it basically does is it kickstarts your own body's production of that thing for those that aren't normally, you know, prone to that. Now, what does lysergic acid amide do in the brain? It is the neurotransmitter that gives you that aha burst when you see or how to connect one dot to another. It is, in fact, the one that creates imagination. And imagination is possibly the only thing that's real. So the fear of flashbacks is an exaggerated excuse for someone to allow themselves to go psychotic. We, all of us, have little breaks in our schisms, and it might be due to a mini stroke, it might be due to a thought that you had that you're not sure how to, you know, assimilate it into consciousness. And with that said, I took at one point in my life, by accident, a lethal dose of strychnine that had been put in the LSD, and I went to Harborview where my heart stopped twice, and they had to paddle me once to bring me back because of the lethal dose of strychnine that I had taken. The only reason I survived is that I had snorted it because it had been made from a batch manufactured, and they were testing it on us to see what would happen, and I nearly died from it. And I have to tell you, the friend that I was with took half as much and ended out at Fairfax for 6 months with his brain scrambled, going through so-called flashbacks. And really what that was his own body trying to somehow assimilate what this experience was all about. It's psychological. It was not about the drug itself. And so that's one of the reasons why LSD is not one of the big drugs in society, because you know, it's easy to make, and anybody can do it, like pot. And I would say that marijuana and LSD are basically harmless. You can't function in our society while you're on example of how legislation, you'll notice it isn't like methamphetamine where criminals make a lot of money on it. LSD isn't a big criminal drug. It's more of an illegal drug, but it's not a criminal drug where the mafia or the various organized crime bikers, whatever, are trying to make money on it. They make money on methamphetamine and heroin. And, you know, the whole thing is skewed because sugar is our number one drug. No regulation on that one. And then there's, going down the line, there's tobacco, alcohol. Hell yeah. Let's not forget Prozac and antidepressant drugs that are illegal script given to children. No, the whole thing is wrong. And there is a very strong body of evidence to indicate that Leary was a pioneer in changing some of this stuff in trying to, you know, make this a more therapeutic drug. The old schools of psychology weren't working. That's why he was exploring that.
Mm-hmm. Rick, we've got a caller, Michael from New York. Michael, you are on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Dr. Richard.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, if you like, I can delve into this in quite detail. Timothy Leary, for example, I'm here in this area. Millbrook, New York is where he started. I could give you some information, very interesting, pertaining to how all that came about through the Mellon Bank family. And the property was actually owned by them on the Hitchcock family side. And it was a...
Yeah, the Mellon family actually wanted to patron him because they felt he was onto something in terms of psychological therapy as a tool. You know, I have friends in New York that are LSD therapists. I mean, you know, that had been, he was one of the co-authors of Omni magazine and is a clinical psychologist that uses LSD in therapy right there in New York City. And so, Neil Goldsmith. And that's his name, Neil Goldsmith. And so, yeah, New York was a center for a lot of that. That was after that little code Andrew Weil got him kicked out of Harvard. I think that was in 63.
There's another perspective to all that as well, sir.
Michael, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back on the other side of the break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Michael from New York, LSD therapy. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders and preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Michael from New York is with us. And LSD was legal at one time. It was legal. And, Michael, you were talking about some of the foremost names in industry and banking. Why don't you continue with your thoughts there?
Well, thanks, Vincent. I was friends with a lady named Aurora Hitchcock from Venezuela, and Timothy O'Leary was godfather to her daughter. And she was married to Billy Hitchcock, whose mom was a melon. And so the vast estate that Timothy O'Leary operated out of in Millbrook, where the drug culture was nucleated, it was owned by the Mellon family. Now, in the beginning, for sure, they were allowing Timothy Leary to operate there, and without anybody harassing them, the police, nothing. People were coming in. It was a mecca. Eventually, probably towards the end of the 60s into the early 70s, it was a mecca. And I think right through the whole 70s, it really was. People were coming in like droves into Millbrook. And never got bothered by the police, law enforcement for the longest, many, many years, longest time. And then, after a long duration, then things changed, and he started getting harassed. So that tells me that this is part of Tavistock. They wanted to incubate the drug culture and then get it out into the public. Around the country, around the globe, and then at that point they started harassing, getting the law after them and stuff to serve their agenda. And so it looks like Timothy Leary was used in that way. And he's
that's a valid thought, by the way. I've also heard that. You know,
it sure seems that way, sir. You know. Based on everything I know, and he was a good guy. He really was, and he was on.
Well, he was intelligent. You know, when Robert Anton Wilson's daughter and I, that were actually the ones that did the writ at Vacaville that got him released because he wasn't there. We did a writ of habeas corpus, and they couldn't produce the body, and that was illegal, and that's when they discovered they had moved him to Chicago. And really, when I saw him after Chicago, he was not the same person I had known and respected. He was still the same person, but it was like he was cored or something. I don't mean like, you know, a lobotomy, but he was different. He was not as intense and passionate about what he was doing. He was a different person. They had done something to him that was terrible.
They zapped him. They zapped him. They know how to, I don't know, it's an old, the term I'm familiar with is called tonal, T-O-N-A-L. They removed that. They know how to do that. They did it to the Native American, you know, and they're doing it to us right now. The Americans today aren't really Americans because they're taking their tonal at, would be the term that's difficult to explain what it means, but you can get the gist from the way I use it in context. And you could say their spirit, you know, they're taking their spirit out of them. And, you know, regarding sugar, what you're saying is true as far as the refined garbage sugars.
There you go. That's correct. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you.
That's right. Not the whole sugars.
But all sugars, even fructose and lactose sugars, those sugars have a balance in our system, just like bacteria do. And when you overemphasize, and with soft drinks, my good gosh, do you know how much sugar is in a soft drink? I see that as the bane on what has actually brought America down, is sugar.
Yes, Rick and
absolutely,
Michael.
In that respect, but the whole sugars like pure honey, pure maple syrup, ripened fruits, not fruit.
Yeah, but you don't want your whole diet to be based around sugars, even the good ones. It's in moderation. That's what I was trying to suggest, that
absolutely,
the amount of sugar that one takes in their diet today, good, bad, or ugly, is way more than what your body needs. You know, sugars are found even in vegetables, and yet you don't need to sprinkle sugar over them to make it more tasty. It's just,
Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Michael, I want to thank you for being with us. Thanks so much, Michael.
Can I just hang on for one more minute and make a comment on the...
You can. You certainly can. Or you may. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about Timothy Leary. And Michael from New York is with us, and he has some a few more thoughts about Timothy Leary. And Timothy Leary experimented with LSD, and he's the guy who had promoted the philosophy, turn on, tune in, and drop out. And he's also the man that I believed who said that we could live to be 1,000 years old because we would have replacement parts available to us. He died before that happened. So, Michael, please continue.
Thank you, Vincent. And that's where Timothy just lost it, obviously, because he's no longer around. And that's not how immortality is ever going to come about. And with all his mind expansion, because that's really what LSD is, and similar kinds of quote-unquote drugs, they're technically having a mind-expanding effect on us. And the nature of reality is this. We're magical beings in a magical creation by an incredible being we call God, and the true God Almighty himself is, fortunately for us, extremely benevolent and good, merciful, kind, and all-loving. And he should have discovered all that as well. and then the key to immortality from such contact. And in the world we're in, our current state of mind, our normal act of mind, our daily consciousness is minimized. And we have shields. It's like a reducing valve. Because if we were in constant contact with the greater reality that we become aware of through expansion, it could freak a lot of people out. And it does. And that's why it could be used for everybody, sir. But it's highly not recommended unless that those individuals are under total supervision. Because some people handle alcohol good and some don't. And everything else, marijuana, some handle it good, some don't. And generally, most do handle it good, but it's those that don't. And this now is something super powerful, way beyond alcohol or marijuana. And people could kill themselves on it. And so you have to be careful for that. But it's very, God himself, number one, more than anything else, is power. And this is accessing us now by opening up our mind to this power, which is greatly reduced under normal awareness and consciousness. It puts us into a heightened state of awareness. And in the old days, like the Native Americans, they used magic mushrooms for battle. Because you're in a heightened state of awareness, you are really fearless, completely fearless.
And the Nazis did something similar also. Richard Blanco.
I did studies for the Navy with BZ gas and ketamine telepathy. But you know, Leary's concepts of longevity extension began with the idea that ergot is actually used to make, besides LSD, it makes your longevity drugs because they contain antioxidants. And that led Leary to believe that was one of the directions. It was Kurzweil that came in with the countdown to singularity and the idea of transhumanism, where we can live forever like in Ascension. That's a new Johnny Depp movie where there's a supercomputer that Johnny Depp is about to die and he wants to save his soul and life, and so he implants it like in Freejack into a computer for immortality. Immortality and Ascension have many different faces to it. And Kurzweil is talking about doing it through technology. There are other things that can happen. And remember when I said this, the lysergic acid amide in the brain, or natural chemistry, is the chemistry that connects one dot to another. And the most important thing to remember is connecting dots is arbitrary. In other words, imagination is reality, and anything that you can comprehend or conceive is probable, or is possible. And if it's possible, that's Merlin, it's probable.
Mike, I want to thank
you. That's absolutely correct, but when it comes to the path of immortality, there's a natural organic way which the good Lord Jesus the Christ himself taught, but they don't want to see that, and it's all deleted from at least the main Gospels, and it's through Mother Nature. And typically, like most of the time, it should be discovered, especially through mind expansion, when you tap the power, that you're put on the path of power that'll lead you down that path of organic living, totally in harmony with Mother Nature. You keep the body like a temple, and it's perpetual on its own. Man doesn't die. The mortals kill themselves. We're immortal by design, and it isn't.
Well, yeah, and the concepts of ascension would suggest that death is actually a form of waking up. Because, in fact, that's why genealogy and the idea of ancestral memory and past lives are so critical in all of the philosophies of things in magic, like Aleister Crowley called that your magical memory, being able to remember what you were here to do in the first place. It's interesting.
Michael, I want to thank you for the call. Thanks so much for being with us. Rick, I've got a question for you about jumping off buildings. Here's where I'm going with that. Rick, there are stories that have made it to the news where people taking LSD have climbed to the top of a building. They think they're jumping into a swimming pool, and they're just going for a dive, and they end up committing suicide. Can you address that?
Yes. The previous guest said, there are people that handle things differently, and you can count the people that have done that on one hand compared to how many people have taken LSD and had no problem at all. And when used clinically, that's a different matter. The last point I want to make on this is, how many people have you seen be violent on marijuana or LSD? And then I ask, how about methamphetamine and heroin or alcohol?
Rick, there's no debate.
How many people do you see overreacting, not leaping off a building, but becoming violent because they're drunk? Now, what I'm going to say is, there is in all of us self-destruction, and whether or not it made you do it, or you had a purchase to do it, and it lowered the edge, like alcohol does, where you don't have the inhibitions that you might otherwise have in place. For me, I see alcohol and tobacco and sugar as the main scourges of our society today with GMOs. GMOs are not natural. And you know, he made a point about the natural forms of biology. And I can make a whole talk on that because of the difference between hybridization and how we would experiment with certain kinds of seeds over centuries. That is not gene manipulation. And anybody, including Monsanto, and today, Scientific American came out. I am no one. Do you want to boycott something? Boycott Scientific American for selling out to their advertisers in terms of the importance of GMOs. Scientific American is actually advocating that it's good for us. I can't believe it. That came from my webmaster, Mahala Marshall Ruth. I have to tell you, the whole thing is nuts. We are in the dark ages of darkest ages, and we need to, it's a personal thing. And everybody has their own limitations and restrictions. I don't drink. I don't like to drink. Why? I don't like to be clumsy. And while I feel really good when I've had a couple of beers in me, I don't want to be stupid.
Now, Rick, okay.
You know, LSD is the same thing. It opens doors and it closes other doors, and you have to be very careful with all of this kind of thing. And I noticed there's absolutely no restrictions on sugar. Watch what happens when a kid drinks a soda pop. They become like Jumping Jack Flash, like a pinball, ricocheting off everything.
Yeah, Rick, during the 1960s and 70s, we're talking about Timothy Leary, he saw the inside of 29 different prisons.
Yeah.
And he's been arrested a lot. I remember.
From a social point of view, not doing something dangerous to mankind. His danger was like where they have Church of the Virus, where an idea becomes viral. It's like a spreading virus, and it changes the landscape of beliefs out there. And that's why Leary was dangerous, because he was promoting and advocating a new concept that the powers that run and control this universe didn't have control of.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was promoting questioning authority. And I remember when I was at the university in the 1970s, question authority. And I'll tell you what, they didn't like it. They wanted us to be good little sheep.
Losing control. That's the whole issue of why he became so dangerous. who would advocate the fact that you need to question these things and not just be obedient and accepting. And that's one of the things that I will remember him by, and what was so important in his contribution to man.
Now, he was appointed to West Point, the United States Military Academy at West Point. And you've got to be pretty bright, and you have to be well-connected
to get a free... That's what I wanted to say. He was why I respected him. He was one of my teachers. I was very fortunate to have a man like that be able to open certain kinds of doors of questioning. That, and that's why he got kicked out of West Point. He wasn't a rat. He wouldn't be a stoolie. And that was the so-called honor code. Look, his story... has got several sides to each issue. And that's the whole point of it. It was about he was a danger to the infrastructure of powers at bay. And that's what it's all about. And
so you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're talking about Timothy Leary and with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we got a call during the break, and it seems to be a lot of interest in this cell phone company that I work with, and our USAPrepares.com instructor, Roy Birdsong of Choose Your Own Wireless, right here in Springfield, Missouri. And people want anonymous cell phones, like with names like Marilyn Monroe and Garth Brooks. And if you want Anthony Soprano to be your cell phone name, you won't be the first. But let me give you his phone number if you want to call Roy Birdsong at the store, 417-823-3715, 417-823-3715. One more time, 417-823-3715. Rick, we have Mark from Philadelphia on the line with us. Mark, please go ahead.
My seat again. Every time Dr. Richard Allen Miller's on here, I'm telling you, it's like the more I listen, the more questions I want to ask. It's like living on the edge of the reef where all the life and curiosity just keeps coming and coming. Anyway, what came to me as I was listening, because I just was able to catch the last 20 minutes of your show here, Dr. Miller, the Tarahumara Indians that live in Mexico, who live a long, long life, and they live pretty much disease-free, and they can run 100 miles a day, what is up with the Tarahumara Indians?
Well, you know, Gordon Lawson wrote about that, the sacred mushroom. And so there is, you know, strong evidence regarding antioxidants, which is what psychotropics are, psychedelics, excuse me, and psychoactive materials. And really, it's about kick-starting your own production in the body. When you take these different kinds of psychoactive materials, they're generally considered toxins, and the body overreacts by producing its own chemistry that's native in the body. And when you do that and you have a lifestyle that's around something like that, you know, there's other, way many other evidences. Weedy the Fang that did Iboga and the Ibogaine, you know, that stops all forms of addiction. I mean, you know, there's drugs out there that are not being studied because drug dealing and drug dependency is a big market with pharmaceutical houses and all the related associated crime that goes around it, law enforcement and all. And so it's like, why would you want to stop heroin addiction in Brooklyn.
Right.
And it doesn't pencil out. And so I don't have the answers on that particular tribe, but I think the answer lies in why they do what they do and the kinds of foods they're eating.
Yeah, my understanding is that they eat chia seed, which has been around.
Well, chia, I'm eating chia seed. That's omega-3s and some of the other things that it does in reducing cholesterol. By the way, my cholesterol is 150, and my goal in the next 4 months is to bring it down to 100. And the way I'm going to do that is cut out at least half of my meat, eat lots of chia seed, and, you know, more fun.
I'm just curious if it is are the hallucinogenics are they a part of their culture there in as part
I believe
of the
they are, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you can find Imboden and Richard Evan Schultz and several others that have talked about that Tom Lytle had a journal called Psychedelic Essays and Monographs where they had several articles on that tribe. Yeah.
The other thing that comes to me is that they also consume agave. Now, they consume agave in the form of agave beer, not in tequila, but agave beer, which they brew themselves, and they seem to be a pretty happy-go-lucky kind of...
Well, I went out once and collected agave flowers to turn my tequila blue, rather than the warm. I was boom. I'm an alchemist, so who knows?
Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, it's always great to be with you. Now, class, if you'd like to purchase some of his books, go to oak-publishing.com. That's oak-publishing.com, oak-publishing.com. Or you can go to richardallenmiller.com. His website is being rebuilt as we speak. RichardAlanMiller.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Rick.
You bet.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.